Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
What's wrong with us? No, this is getting crazy that we're a little bit, I don't know. When our kids grow up, they're like, what the fuck were you,
you know what? We would, it's too bad we're not free.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Oh dear.
We're recording.
Welcome to the Mom Truth Podcast. This is Kat and Nat coming to you live from the car. You can feel free to drive where you need to go.
I will.
I'll skip my seatbelt on.
I'm taking off my coat. What a shit show we're in.
We're
in a shit show right now.
I'm escaping. I don't even have a jacket on. We came in the car to do some cameos. You can go to Cameo and send a message to someone special in your life, whether it's a pep talk, just a hello, a happy birthday, a happy anniversary.
We did some really funny ones.
Or a happy whatever. They're fun too. But we're sitting in the car and all the kids are homeschooling inside, and literally TJ needs help every 4 seconds. Literally you'll answer his question, put him on the Zoom or whatever. Oh my god, your ponytail's so cute.
I know. So, did you see the picture I sent you of my long, thick hair?
Yeah.
It must be fucking nice.
Oh my god, that's so funny. And every time you set him up,
what? A desk and chairs.
Yeah.
He needs help.
He needs help again. So, Mark's trying to work. I'm trying to work. My sons are really good at trying to help TJ because they don't need any help. But then, Tucker will come over. I almost just called one of my kids Max. Tucker will come over to me and be like, Mom, if someone spends 74 cents in Amazon and then it costs this much, I'm like, no, I'm like, use a calculator. What's going on here?
You have Siri. Ask
Anyways,
her.
Right now it is Monday and we're supposed to be flying to LA on Friday because we have a show in Anaheim on Saturday. Then we're staying in LA. Then we're going to New York because Daphne Oz has the new show, the Good Dish, that we're going to be on.
Oh.
And then we're going to Florida with the kids for 10 days. But we have to make sure that we get out of this country with negative. And then we need a negative PCR to go on Daphne Oz. And then we're free.
And then everybody we know has COVID. every like everybody we know. So it's really, and they're not doing tests in Canada. So it's really hard to know if,
like you, like Pete, like you, it's really hard to get your hands on any test at all.
So you could have a headache and be like, maybe. So we won't know until we have to get one.
And it doesn't matter unless you're traveling, because everyone that we know is like, oh, it's light symptoms. So we don't care to get COVID. And we're home. Just need to fly.
And we're home anyways. So it's not like, like all of our kids are home. But here's what's crazy is that like people are dropping like flies around us. And it is just my, like, everyone I talk to is like, oh, yeah, I had it, got it, having it, I have it. I
think about Daphne starting her brand new show. She has four kids and a husband. She lives in Florida, where they probably don't mask. And then she has to go to New York to film the show for, like, four or five days a week.
Yeah.
And just praying that she doesn't get it, because if she gets it, she can't host the show. Well, good thing there's three hosts.
I don't, Natalie.
But who doesn't want to host the show on your first month and of...
Someone said, what would happen if... you guys got COVID and couldn't come, and I would be like, wow, here's what would happen.
We would reschedule.
Very soon after. Not like months down the road, not like, like it would be like right away.
And full disclosure, I felt really, really COVID-y yesterday. Like couldn't stop sneezing. Like my breasts do feel like someone used them as a punching bag, but I don't know what that is. Maybe I'm growing. I felt really bad. Like, and so I took a test, negative, took a test this morning, and I feel so much better than yesterday. I am on drugs, though. Drugs help.
Yeah, I know. I don't, I honest to God, I don't actually have a solution. I feel like my kids could have it.
It's a crossies situation.
The
crossies.
Good news is we only have to, like, isolate for five. If you're double, we're all double vax. We all know now we're double vax boosted. All the kids are double vax. So everyone is in a 5-day situation. Even if they, if anyone tests positive, but we're not there yet. And I, like, it's so hard to count backwards because symptoms could have started like with that headache 7 days ago. Like who,
like, was it a hangover or was it a headache? We'll never know.
It's really
anyways,
crazy.
I've just, there's lots of good news out there. Basically for any of you who are living the lives like we're living, that spring and summer is going to be great. And we're on our way out of this. Now we,
we've done everything right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just can't believe people are still going down when everything's shut down. So, which means basically you could walk out the door and get COVID. You know what I mean?
It's like, in the wind, but guys, we are going to LA on Friday and I'm just so excited. I know that we have to keep COVID free so we can get onto Daphne's show, but it's going to be, I mean, obviously we're going to wear our masks, but I have my restaurants picked out.
I have my restaurants picked out. I can't wait to have your restaurants.
The question is,
out.
Are we going to go to the Lakers game?
I would love to go to the Lakers.
You would?
Game. Yes.
Okay.
How far is it from where we go?
I mean, West Hollywood to the Crypto Center?
Should I check it out?
It's got to be like downtown LA. It's got to be close. God, she's going to sneeze. I can see it in her face.
Yeah, I was about to.
Oh, God.
It's a sign.
We could buy tickets or we could ask for tickets.
I think you should ask. I'm not buying tickets.
No?
No, that's not fun. Oh. I only go to places that people give them to me.
Okay.
Especially sporting events. So you have to sleep with people to get them.
No, you don't have to sleep with them. You just have to become friends online with them.
So that's what I... Basically, no, a game is only fun if you know someone there.
Oh, okay.
Like, think about that. Like, I'm not going to
I would go see LeBron James any day.
No, you have to give me tickets. Like, one of the players have to give me tickets. I'm a puck bunny. So don't forget it.
Yeah, don't forget it.
Yeah, I would. You know what? I'm a puck bunny. Okay. I'm a basketball bunny. Okay. I'm a soccer bunny.
Oh, my God. I would pay for tickets any day.
Nope. No, I'm not. I want someone to have slept with them, to know them or be with them.
Oh,
then I'll go.
Oh, my. All right. Well, I'll
it's so much more fun.
I don't know if I can make it happen, but I can
oh
try.
Oh, my God. When I, you know.
Oh, Coco, this is the podcast. Let's go. Don't you hesitate, baby girl.
There was a time in my life.
There was a time.
When I had a few friends who were sleeping with a lot of athletes. Ugh. I mean, I was sleeping with one.
Why can't we turn back time?
Okay, so I was sleeping
why
with
does
one.
It have to
so
end?
It hasn't now. But anyways, we'd go to all the games and do all the things. It's so, you go down to like meet the team after. So much more fun. So much more fun. That's why. How
I'm
you
not
want.
Going to meet any team after.
I am. I mean, if you
no.
know someone, I'm going.
No.
I'm going.
No.
For sure.
Okay, you go ahead.
I'll go get there.
I'm don't they get on the plane and
they
fly
don't know
out the next day?
DMing, me or you. Yeah, no, I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Oh my! What are we gonna wear?
Big hair, like you yeah. gotta be obvious too.
You gotta be obvious.
Like everyone
like
knows,
wear a hat.
No, everyone knows if you're a player. Like if you're there with a player, it's like guaranteed.
Everyone's like, lots of makeup, high heels.
Yeah, they're like, they know the players. You know them too. You're like, that's a player. You know the ones who want to be. You never wear a jersey unless you're married to one.
Right, okay.
If you're married to one, then you can wear the jersey.
I've been looking at all the people who sit courtside.
That's often not the spouses.
No, I know it's never. Not. They're just fucking rich as shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, we can't do that either. There you got to be a bit farther back. You know there's also a lounge you go to, by the way. So if you know them and you get into the... Yes, if you're a proper girlfriend or a wife, you get to go to a lounge at like the...
And we can hang out with LeBron Johannes' wife.
And they cater it for you. They give you
food. Good. I can't wait to get bloated before the game.
She probably has her own.
Yeah.
So she probably has her own suite where she hosts all of her people.
You know what's so funny? The people courtside, too. It's like they know the camera's on them. Obviously, they're so rich, they don't care. But they're all, like, often, like, stuffing their mouths with popcorn.
Yeah, no, when you're that rich. So do you want to go as a rich woman or do you want to go as someone who knows a player? You decide.
I mean, I'm fine as going as a fan, but I...
No, that is not the option. There's no option for fan here. Do you understand? I'm not going to a fucking sporting event for fun. I'm going...
Even basketball?
No.
Oh, my God.
I want them to look and be like, I'll sleep with you. That's what they're looking for during the game. That's who they're going to
sleep with. Aren't they want to sleep with, like, 21-year-olds?
I mean, listen, semantics. They look at me, oh, my God, they want to sleep with
me. Okay.
I know that.
We should probably find out which ones are single, although apparently they all cheat, right? I mean, I heard that it's worse in basketball because they travel so much.
I could tell you hockey was very bad, too. Very bad. Very bad.
Because who was saying something like... the basketball players travel the most, so they're home the least.
I mean,
so it's hard for them.
Yeah, no, lots
to
of,
stay.
Lots of people have lots of things.
Lots
going
of
on.
Lovers.
Lots of lovers. Yeah. I mean, listen. Like,
but how could I go to a Lakers game with yellow hair?
What is sex? What is love? You know what I mean? Just, like, define the two.
I know. I can't wait till my siblings can understand that, and we can talk about it.
They might never.
It.
We might just be unique beings.
No, I'm in love with my partner. Wait, no, but not really. You understand? Love isn't love. No, Natalie. Oh, okay. Got it.
You're like, got it. Understood.
You've learned nothing from me in your life.
No, they will. They will. It's called mature love.
It's my baby brother's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Uncle Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to you.
He won't be listening to this, but that's fine.
You know what, Natalie? Fuck him then. He probably is listening. He's a sports fan.
You know what? You're not a fucking fan of Nats. Fuck off.
You know what? You don't listen to this? Good. You know what? We'll talk about you. No, I'm joking. I'm on fire today. Can you tell? In my house, I'll leave.
You know, let's just take a break for an ad break so we can collect our thoughts.
Oh, and then let's talk about sleeping with athletes. That's a fun one.
Okay, hold on.
You ever slept with one?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence.
You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
So talk to me for a second. Have you ever slept with an athlete?
Okay, let me think. A professional athlete.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you have.
No, not professional. Have I? Just see the two of us looking at each other. Wait, right now.
An amateur athlete.
Yes, amateur.
Yeah, he was in... You should sleep with a professional... Keith, you have not slept with a professional athlete?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
No, actually, this is crazy. Actually.
Oh, my God.
Actually, this is sad, actually. Oh. This is actually tragic. You need a hall pass immediately.
Oh, my God.
You know, this is a crazy one.
And you know, I've almost aged out of the possibility.
Oh my God.
Is this sad?
Yeah, you, wow, mind blown.
Oh no.
Yeah, I mean, retired isn't the same, but you could give that a go.
I don't know any retired athletes.
It's time to start looking.
Okay, so retired counts?
Different confidence level in the bedroom, okay. I'd say, versus someone who's actually still active.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
okay,
yeah.
Well, I mean, because I've basically done like a C-list actor and some amateur hockey players.
No.
Oh, God, I need to step up.
Fuck yeah.
Why'd I get married so early? There's so much to cover. Oh.
Yeah, if you're single, try to land a professional athlete just one time.
Okay. I mean, you're not talking to me, obviously, because I'm not single, but okay.
Yeah, I really do think it is something that should be done once.
Now, you know how LeBron James?
Yes.
That's LeBron James, guys.
Yes.
He's been married since, like, high school with her, and apparently he's, like, so devoted and all that. Do you think he's ever cheated?
You know, who cares if he has?
I'm just curious. I don't care.
I mean, cheating. I don't know. What's cheating? I don't know.
I mean, it's like, having sex behind your spouse's back? I don't know. That's cheating, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know the definition. What's love? Who cares? I need a sip of water. Oh, my God. Is it hot in here? My butt is hot. I'm sweating.
Oh, my God. We're crazy today. This is what
love. Do you know that the first time...
This is called your Fantasy Escape Podcast.
Okay.
You know, there are... So, oh, my God. We haven't... They just listened to the marriage sex one, didn't they?
Shit. Okay.
You didn't talk about your sex. Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. I did. I remember I was like, he wasn't hard, so I jumped on top and rode him until he got hard. No, I was going to say, do you remember that time we went out to the furniture store? It was the first day that we tagged that basketball player, Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And he messaged back.
Yes, I do.
And then we did a podcast about me and him having live sex on stage.
Pardon?
Yes, we did.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
What's wrong with us? No, this is getting crazy that we're a little bit, I don't know. When our kids grow up, they're going to be like, what the fuck were you, you know what?
We would, it's too bad we're not free.
So my son is this is some mom shit and I'll throw in here after talking about live sex on a stage.
This is your fantasy podcast. And back to Max.
No, he really can't get over that I'm not here for his birthday. Like, cannot get over it. Like, I am the worst mom in the world for missing his birthday, okay? Like, I'm a terrible mom.
He doesn't care that we've done to all of our other kids.
Nope.
No, because that's kids, right? Like, he can only see inside themselves.
How could you miss my birthday?
Right.
In his head, like, how could you do this?
We need to have a sit down with our children and get them to understand that birthdays can be celebrated anytime.
I'm like, I know. Technically, you were supposed to be born on the 13th. Tech doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
And he's like, I also sat them down and I said to them all, you know, you're so privileged. Your mentality of online school is actually a problem. You can't control it. Stop being such dickbags about it and get your shit together and understand. You have a computer that works. You know what? Be thankful for that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm taking you away. Be thankful for that. Get your shit together.
Girl.
You gotta go to your own room in your own house.
That's right.
With a skating rink in the back.
That's right,
get
girl.
Your shit. Mm-hmm. I go, enough. Enough.
Oh, Mark Thompson. Enough.
I was just like, I validated your feelings. I understand this sucks. not for a week. I'm not validating you all week, all day. Because now we're just, you know, now we're
just... Now you're being greedy with my emotions.
Now we are just playing into this poor mentality.
I feel that.
And you know what? No. We're done.
If anybody should feel bad, it's for us, because we're stuck in this house with you people. We love you when it's school time.
I really do love them.
Of course. Oh, my God. We're the best moms in the world.
Being annoyed with them has nothing to do with them, like, being grateful or thankful. I think there's this whole movement right now about, like, we did a podcast with... someone recently.
Yeah.
And it struck me when they talked about there is something in parenting called privilege. Mm-hmm. And there is privileged parenting. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's not talked about, and I believe it should be talked about, because I believe a lot of moms who are doing this solo or parents who are doing this solo do not have privileged parenting, mm-hmm. which just makes people feel bad when we talk about how parenting should be in the ideal world where there are two parents that work from home that can take the time to sit there and acknowledge someone's feelings as irrational as a toddler, where you sit there for an hour and let them have their feelings.
And you have times to read books on parenting.
Yeah, and you have one child maybe. When you have multiple children, you're a mom trying to work and put food on the table. You can't afford health insurance. You're doing your best. Even moms who can't afford all these things, sometimes this whole idea of this privileged parenting, which is like often comes hand in hand with taking your child on a journey of like gentle parenting, which is beautiful. And listen, I'm not saying you should go yell at your kids just because, and I'm not saying you should spank them. I don't believe in spanking. I don't believe in hitting your children. I don't believe in belittling them. But I don't believe also that you're a bad mom because you can't sit with every child's feelings. And sometimes it's buck the fuck up. We're a family. Let's go. I don't have time to have... I see that you're upset, but I have to carry on, and so should you, because there is not enough time in the day for me to sit with each one of your feelings at the moment. And I think we make moms feel really bad when we discount this idea of privileged parenting.
I mean...
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
You'll be better off for having been here today.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
No, I mean, I think that you and I always kind of think that when we're like, we see people talking about parenting or parent, you know, some, you know, people who talk about their situation, and we're always like, I love that for you, but it lucky you that you have the time, the space, and the support to do that.
Yeah, and also, by the way, and this is maybe a bit harsh, but mom guilt is also privilege, because you have time to beat yourself up over something you most likely did that was exceptional, but not exceptional enough for you. So, for example, you weren't there for something, but you hired someone, or you had another partner or sibling come in, or caregiver to watch. Like, there's so much that we... You know, my mom has guilt around certain things, but I think it's about time she wasn't able to spend with us versus what she did. Mm-hmm. And I think in hindsight, she's like, I was crazy. I don't know what I was thinking. And I was like, you were thinking what you could, but you're...
Actually, I'm going to, you know,
your inadequacies.
I got to ask my mom if she ever felt guilt.
Your inadequacies make you the best grandmother ever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, your inadequacies now make you show up and take care of my kids like your own. Because
I love on Kat's phone, my mom's number comes up as Grandma Cell. And ask my mom if she ever had time to feel guilt.
Hello.
Hi, Grandma. You're on the podcast.
What am I saying?
Nobody can see you. They can just hear you. Don't have to fix your makeup. When we were growing up and, you know, you were, you know, living your life, did you ever, like, you know how they talk a lot about, like, mom guilt, like, moms go to bed at night and they think over and over about all the things that they did wrong and they could have done differently, and if they had read this book, maybe they would have approached it differently. Did you spend nights feeling guilty about your parenting?
Never.
Because you didn't have time, right, Grandma?
Never thought about any of that.
Thank you.
Survival.
It's survival.
Survival.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to Grandma's TED Talk.
Did I just know she'd say that? Zero.
Never.
Never.
Just survival. I fucking fed you people, and I moved on with life. Let's go. You know, I really do want you to, if you're having mom guilt, I really, really do encourage you to poke yourself. I mean, you can with a vibrator, but I mean, like I'm saying, emotionally poke
Feel
yourself.
A little poke coming through.
Yeah, poke yourself and understand that guilt is a privilege. And maybe when you flip that, we stop parenting out of a place of guilt and we start parenting out of a place of resiliency and out of, you know, a place where we're like strong women and we're doing a good fucking job. And even if it doesn't feel like it's enough, our kids are seeing humanity in us rather than perfection as moms who overstrive to make rainbow cakes with gumballs in them.
Which is amazing. If you're good at that, please make my kid one.
Yeah, but you're falling somewhere and yeah. You're beating yourself up for it most likely.
And you know, we always say like, you know, everybody is doing the best that they can. I just watched the series Maid, and it's so funny. I was watching one of the episodes with my mom, and basically Maid's mom was a fucking shit show her whole life, right?
Okay.
When something good or she finally got something, you like, and she would be able to make a phone call. First person she called was her mother. Her mother was not there for security. Her mother didn't support her. Her mother treated her badly. She said horrible things to her. And when at the end of the day, she wanted to call her mom. You know what I mean? And I think that part of the movie was also such an good example of exactly what we say all the time, is that mother was doing the best that her like mental capacity could handle. And somehow her daughter knew that in the end, you know? And, you know, if you parent out of guilt, unfortunately, your children will sense that and they'll feel like that you're doing something wrong. Yeah. And you're not doing something wrong. So be proud.
I'm pretty
sure
I'm in that situation with Max's birthday right now.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I have created this notion that me not being there, like if I can look back on it, it's probably me younger apologizing for not being places when really, because if I think of TJ, how many birthdays we've missed, he doesn't blink if you miss a birthday and doesn't think about it. Where for some reason, you know, I overcompensate with my son. I think because we've been taught as women that our sons are not enough emotionally in tune. Mm-hmm. And I think that I've gone too far the other way. And we actually have an expert coming in the Common Parent. I don't know if you heard this about raising boys and feelings. And I can't wait to hear about it because I'm so excited to have that webinar. It's an interview. It can also be a podcast that you can get if you're part of the Common Parent. CommonParent.com. Sign up. It's like $4.99 a month and you get all these wicked intels. Anyways, I really do. I'm excited to find the balance of not feeding into his high sensitivities so much that I am causing a bigger like beast of a problem. Like on his birthday, I'm not going to overcompensate, you know?
And know that everyone who's listening to this is doing the absolute best they can.
Yeah.
And dude, like I could say, like I said this earlier on this podcast, we're the best moms.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're better than anyone else. You're the best moms too. We're all
to your
the best
kids.
Moms.
Yep. And your kids want no one different. Like if you're like, hey, do you want that mom over there that looks like she's driving like the sickest minivan or like the best, whatever the newest car is that every kid wants to be in. Like, would you want that mom who's got a banging body and does Rice Krispie treats for after school? They're probably like, no, I want you.
And you know what's funny is that they might take a while to answer that. And we do ask our kids that often. Like, what do you think about me as a mom? And our kids are all like, to this point, they're all like, feel really lucky to have us as moms.
Yeah, they are very lucky to have us.
Because
he's a handsome older man.
Yeah, like he might not be too tall because he's not coming high up enough. He's got a nice face and a good head of hair.
Oh, that was like quite impressive. Mm-hmm. And he had cheekbones.
Yeah,
for days.
He should get good
chiseled.
Bone structure.
Chiseled
bone structure.
I'm not saying I'm attracted to him. No, I'm just saying he was handsome.
You're right. I hear ya. Okay, let me just pause on that because I've got something to say about that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I love to talk about my boy crushes. My kids will even say, like, oh, there's mom's boyfriend, or,
you know
right? So, but there's often, you're so right. Like, the coach of the Green Bay Packers. The coach of the Green Bay Packers. The coach of the Green Bay Packers. I think he's a really, like, handsome man. And unexpectedly clean cut.
Yeah.
And I'm not attracted to him at all. But I think he's, like, a handsome man. I think that it's guys, are you with me? It's like finding a unicorn, a handsome man over the age of a certain, and not that they're not out there. It's just, like, they don't live around here. But you remember what the girl is.
Very high standards.
No, so do you. You tell me if you think someone's husband.
Very high standards.
What was I just going to say? You just said
what?
I forget. But, I know. We work with, a team, and one of them lives in San Diego, and she said they are polluted with handsome men. We should go do a dinner in San Diego.
We should go do a handsome man tour.
Mm.
Let's go find handsome men.
Just grab them.
And be like,
they won't be busy?
Well, they're everywhere. They'll just be walking down the street.
So what do we do?
Hey, handsome man, get over here.
And then what do we do?
Do you know you're handsome?
And then what happens?
And if he's like, no, be like, well, you are.
But they always know.
Well,
what?
Today.
Ah.
I don't know if I should say this. Max wants a Speedo.
No, because he's a joker, a party boy, right?
He wants a Speedo.
That's amazing.
So he wants me to get him a Speedo.
Well, then get Tucker one too.
And then I said, well, what size? And then Max goes extra small. And
no.
Mark goes, you don't want an extra small Speedo. That means you have a small penis.
Oh, Mark.
And then I go, you know what? There's absolutely nothing wrong with a small penis.
Yep.
And your personality and ego are not attached to your penis.
That's right.
And nobody cares about it. And if it is, it's another dude. And unless you're dating dudes, who the fuck cares? I mean, where are you showing your penis off all the time?
Yeah, plus, if you have a small dick, you got a better chance of anal.
And didn't tell him that. And your small penis means nothing. So if you're an extra small, wear an extra small. I mean, I don't know penis size in age 9 boys, but
no.
I was like, let's not equate our penis size with our personality.
And I'm pretty sure he wants an extra small so that you can see his penis.
No, so you can see the small, like
how tiny it is. Okay, can you get him a Tucker one? Because old TG, I'll be jealous. Teddy will have none of it. But Tucker always wears Speedos because he has eczema, so chlorine and sand hurt his skin. So Kat has always had to order him little Speedos because the shorts
and
hurt
her. I do a great job.
She does a great job. So he's always been wearing them, and it's all he ever wants. Like, you have to cut out the inside for him. It hurts. Yep. So let's order, and then TJ wants a Speedo too.
So Speedos for all. So basically,
let's get them for Mark's.
I had to have a big conversation.
Let's get them for our husbands.
And then do a family photo shoot.
Oh my God. Mark has a friend who's really a funny guy. He's a funny guy. He's married now with kids, but he used to be such a player. And they would go to his parents' pool, and Mark said every time, leopard print Speedo. Just because he was a funny guy.
That's crazy.
Okay, 3 Speedos on the go, and get them for Mark.
5 Speedos. My husband will wear it. You know him? He would love to wear a Speedo. And show it off as a joke. You'd be like, here's my Speedo.
Okay, don't get one.
I mean, he used to do it when he was in prime shape as a professional athlete. But
it's funnier when they're not prime shape.
Let's circle the wagon back here. Back. I'm just going to tie it all together because we're not very good at that. When he was a professional athlete. Yeah, no.
God, I've got so much work to do. Who else do I need to cross off the list? Professional athlete? What else?
I mean, you had a C list. It would be great to have an A list.
Actors, though, they're really not my type.
Me neither.
What about a wrestler? Oh, no, that's an athlete. What else? A singer? I don't really like artists.
No, they're so emotional.
Oh, my God.
And you're not looking for emotional. Like, you're not looking to make love.
No. And artsy people, meh. He'd have to be like a rapper.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd have to be hard. Not like yeah, in not his Drake. Feelings. Not Drake and not Kanye.
And not Kanye.
And not Beyonce's husband.
And not, oh, Jay-Z?
Yeah.
No.
No, so not Jay-Z? Him. Yeah, Jay-Z. Not him either. And not The Weeknd. Not attracted to The Weeknd.
Coolio? I feel like he'd be fun. Flo Rida.
Oh my God. We yes, love Flo Rida.
And we'll blast his tunes and, oh. And I'll be in the other room.
Oh my
and
God.
I'll be like, hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Flo Rida's good. I was going to say Method Man, but I'll
and
say Flo Rida.
I'll pop some confetti when you guys start
and he always
kind of
wears cheesy clothes.
Yeah,
kind of fun.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Let me just pull a picture up of
yeah.
him.
Flo Rida. I was going to say Method Man or LL Cool J, but you know what?
Yeah, I feel like LL Cool J is too much of a, like...
He's too sweet now.
He's too sweet,
he's
yeah.
He's too sweet, yeah. No, we want them hard.
Oh, yeah, Flo Rida. He looks like a good time.
Oh, my. Why don't I have a crush on him?
Let's get a crush on
I'm
him.
Not that into bald men.
Well, it's Flo Rida. You're into him. Understood?
Can we see if Flo Rida's married? Or if he's hetero?
Flo Rida married.
Wife. You just say wife. And you say kids.
Where does he... He
is
lives
single?
In... I believe he lives in Florida. He lives in Florida.
Flo Rida lives in Florida?
Because I guess that's his name. I just realized that.
Okay.
He has been in a relationship.
Uh-oh.
No.
Nope. Single?
He could be.
Is he hetero?
I believe he's had girlfriends in the past.
Okay.
Let's call him fluid.
Why are you calling him fluid?
He's 42. He's worth $30 million. He has a dark eye color.
I think he's worth more. Anything else we need to know about him? Personal life?
Not only did he assert currently single,
okay.
According
okay.
to our record.
I'm gonna go find Flo Rida. I don't know what I'm gonna do about my marriage at this point, but I need a professional athlete in Flo Rida.
I think that's a hall pass.
Okay. Yeah? I would give Mark Gronk's wife any Gronk's girlfriend any day.
If she wanted him too. You know what
and
I mean?
And then there's that.
Yeah.
Flo Rida.
Yeah, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that for you. Yeah.
I'm going to go order those clothes.
Fuck yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Go fucking
fuck
order
yeah.
them. Go do, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Don't, isn't that in your head all the time?
Fuck it. And if I worked at a place and someone gave me a bonus,
fuck
I'd
it.
Go buy something with my bonus.
Just go fuck
this
it.
This is my pretend bonus. It's my fake bonus.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fuck it. You work too hard. Go get what you like. Go
yeah.
feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Go
you have
feel
yellow
good
hair.
You.
You deserve
it. No, but I was thinking to myself, it reminded me when I saw those high boots. I was like, I remember when I wore high boots. I loved wearing high boots.
Yeah, you wore a lot of high boots. I put on high... Chloe dressed me yesterday, and then Max told me I look like Carole Baskin. So clearly I could not wear that dress because all
That's
I
That's all you're going to think is Carole Baskin.
And then Chloe's like, but it's so pretty. And then Max is like, you look like Carole Baskin. Carole Baskin has ruined animal print that just keeps on going and going and going.
I can't believe someone else hasn't for you.
You?
No.
Oh, well, I don't ever wear leopard print.
No.
I don't even know how that dress came into my life.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it's from. I don't even know if it's mine. It still has a tag on it. Like, I don't know.
I don't wear animal print either anymore.
You used to.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, I loved animal
done.
Print.
Done. Done, done.
So, anywho, I ditched that dress and I went and bought a whole bunch more and I'm obsessed with them.
Oh my God, can you show them to me?
Yeah, they're not here, but I can.
Yeah.
Oh, want me to show you online?
I mean, sure.
The Veronica beard.
Oh.
They look really good.
I like Veronica. I wanted these pair of Veronica beard shoes and jeans. They were like coveted in my, but I never bought them because they were too expensive. But guys, all right, guys, you're going to have to follow along because we are going, the next time you hear from us, we're going to be in LA and we love you. And thank you for just joining us on this ping pong conversation
okay.
of life.
And if anyone prayers or whatever you do, whoever you do that to.
Pray that we test
out of here.
Yeah, we got to test. I feel real good right now, Kat. Do you
Me
think it's
too.
Drugs?
Yeah, I think it's drugs.
Yesterday was terrible.
I know. I think it's drugs, but it's fine.
Okay. Bye, guys.